Well, good afternoon and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It is Monday, February 11th, 2019. Almost said 18, goodness. 2019. And this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. I don't treat diseases, I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself, the body knows how to fix itself, it has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing it's missing is raw materials. When you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. They can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. Yourdiyhealth.com. The DIY stands for do it yourself. And I'll tell you what, you will get much, much better results if you do it yourself than if you put your health in someone else's hands. Now, if you're interested in getting some of the products that we have on the site, the longevity products specifically, you can either order them directly from the site, or if you'd like to talk to somebody first, you're welcome to call our toll-free number at 855-80-YOUNG. That's 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864. And Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable in the home-based business opportunity and the product line, and would be more than happy to help you out. Just give them a call at 855-809-6864. Keep in mind that that's for the longevity products only. We also have a few other things on the site, including the CTFO products that you'll see if you scroll down about halfway. And that's the new CBD oil company we're dealing with. And they have over 70 products that are just absolutely phenomenal. Most of them are CBD products. They have a 60-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Everything I've tried has just been top-notch, phenomenal stuff. And I'll tell you what, it's worth trying it. You can't lose. If you don't like what you got 60 days to send an empty bottle back to them and still get your money back. Can't beat that. And also, we have the Pulsed Electromagnetic Therapy Unit that we talk about on the Trinity of Health page. And that thing is absolutely phenomenal as well. So I'm always on the lookout to find the best stuff that you can use to use synergistically. All these things work hand in hand together to greatly improve your health. And I'll tell you what, every single one of these things I've tried myself. I wouldn't have them on the site if I didn't believe in them 150%. So check those things out. While you're on the site, scroll to the bottom of the homepage and you'll see a Facebook button. If you click that, it'll take you right to the Facebook page set up for our show. I've been posting things up there. I've been, the last day or so, been kind of tied up because you may have noticed last week was all replays. My wife's father passed away a week ago Saturday. And I've been dealing with funeral arrangements. I had to make a video for the family to view and all that kind of stuff. It's just a lot of time-consuming things, plus, you know, comforting my wife and that kind of thing. So I took all of last week off. We are back in the saddle again this week. And we'll do our best to keep things going and make up for lost time. I apologize, but I hope you understand. And anyone who knew what was going on, if you were praying for us, I greatly appreciate that. Prayers during this time are the things that really keep our oars in the water and keep things going the way they should. So I appreciate that. But we are back, and we'll just keep plugging along. So anyway, that's why I haven't been posting as much stuff as I normally do. I've just been kind of tied up with other things. But if you click the radio shows tab, you'll be able to, at the top of the page, you'll see the link for our CastBox archive page. And you just click that and bookmark it, and then you can go there anytime and listen to replays of any shows up as far back as October 22nd of last year. That's when I started uploading the shows, and they're there in really good fidelity. Great files, and you can share them via social media, whatever you want to do. So take advantage of that. And then also at the bottom of the page, you will see a chat room, and I haven't set mine up yet for today. Shame on me. Like I said, I'm still trying to remember how to do everything. You're a week away from doing this stuff, and you tend to forget certain things. But unfortunately, that's one. I had everything else ready to go. But at the bottom of the radio show page, you'll see the chat box, and you don't have to do anything except just click on it and enter your text message or whatever you want to put in there, and it will get to me. And today's show, because Mondays is always about Bit Club Network and Bitcoin, that will be the only way you'll be able to interact with the show today, is to type a message into the chat room, and hopefully I will see it and I'll be able to pose the question to whoever's on with us today. Also, I mentioned the toll-free number for product orders. Again, that's only for Youngevity. If you need to talk about the CTFO products or the Pulse Electromagnetic Therapy Unit, you'll need to talk to me directly, and you can use the chat, the contact me button for that, and that gives you the option of either calling on the phone or sending an email via the pop-up email form that comes up in your browser. And just keep in mind, if you send me a message via email, I don't check emails during the show, but I will check them afterwards. So anything that comes in, you should get a response within a few hours. Now, today may take a little bit longer because as soon as the show's over, I have to boogie. I got to get to my church, which is about 25 minutes away. Spectrum is coming to install a brand new cable modem for us, and I got to be there to let them in to do that stuff. So, unfortunately, it may take a little bit longer, but I will get a response to you if you send me an email. Let's see, what else is going on? Keep in mind that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the alphabet agencies out there listening in. And nothing I say should be construed as an attempt to diagnose, treat, or cure any kind of a health condition. It's up to you as a responsible adult to do your own due diligence. Make sure that what you're hearing, what you're doing is right for you. And where it comes to the Bitcoin and BitClub network, again, the standard caveat is never invest more than you can afford to lose. However, that being said, I don't know of anyone who's ever lost money with BitClub Network. It is the most sure thing that I have ever seen. However, that caveat still applies. You should never invest more than you can afford to lose. There is always a possibility that something could go haywire. But in the 4 years the club has been around, everyone that's gotten in has made money. No one's lost money and no one's quit that I know of. So it's the best thing that I have seen. That's why I'm in it. And it's got a track record that is cranking along. And John and the crew, when they come on, I'm sure will tell you more about that. But wanted to make sure that we're above board, straightforward, that you never want to invest more than you can afford to lose, just in case. If next week's house payment and car payment and stuff are due, you don't want to take that money and put it into something like BitClub Network, Bitcoin, or anything else for that matter. You know, if those bills are coming due, you're probably not going to make enough from whatever you're dealing with to get the money back in time to make those payments. So that would be a foolish move. I do know people that have done that, unfortunately, and it's never turned out well. So learn from the mistakes of others. Use some common sense. Prayerfully consider anything that you're going to do, and make sure it's right for you. And perfect timing. And welcome, John, Kathy, and company. How are we doing today?
We have Sarah today. We have Michelle. We have Tanya and Terrence.
Hey, Sarah, Michelle, Tanya, and Terrence. Hot dog. Welcome. Welcome, guys. Great to have you here. Sorry about the not being here last week. My father-in-law passed away, and just so much stuff going on that we just took a week off of the shows and ran replays. But we're back and plugging along. So I'm just trying to remember how to do everything.
That's good.
Our condolences.
No, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And things went well. We had a break in the weather. You know, being winter in Ohio, you never know what you're going to get. And when we went to the cemetery, it was a misty, almost rainy, but it was about 50 degrees, which is unusual for this time of year. And the very next day, the temperature dropped to 20 and about 40-mile-an-hour winds. So had we gone to the cemetery the next day, we probably would all been frozen in place. So it worked out pretty well. And the ladies at our church did a great job of putting together a meal for everybody afterwards. And it was a nice time. We had friends that one of our cousins came in for all the way from California and a couple from Wisconsin. And you know, things went well, all things considered. And he had a good long life. He was 87 years old. And up until the last few months, he was doing very well on his own. So it was not something where it was a really long drug out thing. We kind of knew it was coming, but when it came, it was a little bit of a surprise. But it is what it is. Life goes on. And like I said, we dealt with it, and things are plugging along. But we do appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers, and still need them from time to time, especially my wife. But
yeah, definitely,
we're handling it. So anyway, I did manage to listen to the last hour of Roger's show, so I heard a little bit of what you guys were talking about, and I still haven't had a chance to watch Russ's video.
But
I'm interested in hearing some of the finer details that you can put out, and we'll just go from there. So whoever wants to hop in, feel free.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to run this thing. I thought Michelle was here, but it seems like that...
So did all you kids get to watch Russ's video?
I'm here.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah?
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes.
Very exciting things coming up for all of us in the Bit Club network.
Well, like they said, 2019 will be a year that we'll never forget.
Okay, do we have everybody here? Let's do a roll call. We have Tanya, do we have Sarah, and we got Terrence.
Yep.
Sarah, you're here?
Yes, I'm here.
And Michelle, you're here?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Cool. All set.
It's usually you have an icon for you, Michelle. It's all just a solid black square now, so it's hard to tell what's going on.
Okay, we're all here.
Yeah, I've only seen five besides myself as
well. Get this party started.
Well, who wants to start? Anybody have anything about what's happened with them regarding to the Bit Club lately, or has everybody been on vacation?
Yeah, I was in L.A., and I go to the Hilton Hotel a lot and ran into a lot of Japanese that's in the Bit Club. They were here for somebody's birthday party in their group that's in the L.A. area. Got a chance to talk with them a little bit that I could understand. The English was broken English, but they were just saying they're getting ready for 2019, and so many different things are coming up in that. So I got to talking about, you know, you guys, coin is a little bit higher than ours. They said, well, that's just how it is. Whoever the place is, the more that is used, the higher the price. So they kind of explained that to me a little bit, you know, and said that basically that's what it is. But, you know, the club is expecting great things for the United States because it's getting ready to go mainstream in the United States. So just, he said, his friend is having a birthday party. They're just passing out information, you know, getting information out there. And then when they hear about it, just, you know, they'll come to you.
So you mean the Japanese are over here signing up people that they know here, right?
Yeah. That's what, you know, like you say, like I was always taught, take a vacation. Don't just go someplace without making it pay for themselves. So you do a little work. And
no, I advocate that too. I think that's a great way to do vacations. And I know people that have, you know, sometimes taken extended. I mean, they go there for a period of 3 months or so and stay there and get to know people in the community, and they go around and they develop a little kind of a team cell concept, right? You get some people here, and in the meantime, you got to know another area and you got to take a vacation. And so it's a real nice way to do it. Most people can't do that because when you think about how they've structured their financial life, they've structured it in one location and they can't leave. If they leave, their income stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ours doesn't. The neat thing is that we have the chance to do that. We have the chance to actually travel and at the same time build our network. And I advocate that quite a bit because I think anytime you go someplace and you meet people, what's one of the questions they always ask you, right?
What do you do?
Well, you ask them first.
What do you do?
Say, what do you do? You know, or how are you, how did you get all of your wealth, you know? I see that big ring you're wearing over there. How'd you get that, you know? And eventually they're going to say to you, what do you do? So it's kind of automatic. They can't help themselves, right? They're going to ask you that question. But the advantage that we have in the club is that we are growing so fast, but we're having a lot of resistance. So how are you guys dealing with the resistance right now where people are saying, hey, price is way down. We're not going anywhere. You know, Bitcoin is dead, man. I don't want to talk about that. Have you guys been running into any of that kind of stuff?
I've ran into it, and I answered it just straightforward. I said, look, let me ask you something. When Microsoft was up, it was low, right? I'm when it first started, right? They say, yeah. And it went up, then it went down, then it went up, then it went down. It's called growing pains. It's, in other words, all the rules are coming in. And if you've been in network marketing, you know any company that, and this is not network marketing totally, but it's kind of like network marketing. I said, it's the same thing. Any company has growing pains as it grows. But just like any coin that would ever come out in the United States or worldwide, that coin's going to go up and down. But this is different, where the same coin you got, I got it when it was 300 and something, and it went to 20,000. What currency do you know does that? None. When I remember, it went down to like, what, I think it was about 1,100, then it shot up to 5,000 or 6,000, went down, shot up again. And that's just it. It's like stairs. You buy Microsoft when it's low. Now it's like Microsoft being low again. You position yourself in front of a wave, and then you just get on your board and a financial stability and ride it. And they kind of get it after I say something like that.
Kind of buying the dips. Well,
right.
The price matters to us in terms of the operation of the club. Why is mm-hmm. that? Can anybody explain that one? There's one way price matters. In most cases, price doesn't matter to us because we're going to mine it anyway, right? But right. What have I been talking about? Anybody want to talk about that?
Well, when the price is low, you get more Bitcoin.
That's one aspect to it.
And then it goes
but the other aspect is what's really different about us compared to all other networked marketing programs? One, we're not an MLM, but we don't have what that they have, right? There's one thing we don't have.
We don't have an auto ship.
What that is? We don't have an auto ship.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's no overhead, no infrastructure. You don't have to come up with monthly payments. You know, it's not one on the left, one on the right. It's none of that. It's just crowdfunding, like Mr. Terrence mentioned. We're here to just educate the people about what is Bitcoin, what we do, what kind of a club we are. And we're more than just a mining club. And then we also educate, like what I do. I educate the people. There's a lot of skimming programs, and I educate them what to look for, how to look for it, and where. And I mentioned the blockchain. You know, that's what I like about this program, because we're able to back it up and show them up to our first Bitcoin we mine and how many are we holding. So we're not a skimmy program. We're a legitimate program, and we're the biggest mining company out there. And we're going to definitely dominate a lot of companies. I mean, we're we're going to be just as big, and blockchain is going to be huge, you know. And I'm getting ready to leave tomorrow to a different island, and got somebody to talk to over there tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. You asked the question, John, regarding what do people mention? I mean, Bitcoin is dead. I mean, I get similar to that response. It's low, so there's people shying away from it, and it's not affecting their lifestyle right now. And people always say they want more money. Okay, well, that's true. There's an unlimited supply out there, you know. And I tell them, well, if you want me to show you how to grow your Bitcoin, would you like to know about that? And they don't understand what mining is. They don't, but some of them are holding a little bit of Bitcoin, and it's fine. We do the same thing too. I think it's smart. Diversify your Bitcoin, you know. And there's just so much going on in the Bit Club, and we're coming up with trading. We had the CoinPay shares, those that sign in early, capitalize on that. What's the other club coin? Is that the other coin that they were issuing?
That's the coin that they created and, you know, built value around it for us.
And I mean, absolutely, yeah. So
they gave it away. They didn't sell it to anybody.
Right. And we're coming up with other things. And there's only going to be 1,500 of this particular package that we're going to be issuing. And those who are listening out there, it's time to get on. Get on and join the Bit Club network, because if you don't, you're going to regret it. This is the only time, and you had a few years to actually make a really good income and it will change your lifestyle. It's not going to make you rich overnight. It's not a skimmy program, but it's going to change your lifestyle. You're going to be more comfortable. You're going to have more free, more, have a little bit more freedom to do what you want and dream bigger, you know.
And you're going to be prettier and you're going to lose more weight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll take that. Absolutely.
The weight of the world off your shoulders, maybe.
Yeah, I'll be able to buy any lotion I want for my face.
I was thinking more of hemorrhoidal cream.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you an example. One of the gentlemen that I talked to from Japan, he said, "Mr. Miles, I was working in a kitchen in a hotel in Japan. Now I own my own bed and breakfast that I always wanted to do. And I did that in 2 years of being in the big club." He owns his own bed and breakfast. Cool. Wow. Where people don't like being in big hotels. And he said, "No loan. I just saved the money for it, started it, got the advertisement done, the people I met in the big club, and it changed my natural life." And he said, "When I get back, I'm going to have me a 69 GTO shipped to Japan." Wow. First, I have to get the government for permission because they really don't like a lot of 8-cylinder cars over there, but yeah, you can get them. But you got to pay people off to get it over there.
You know? So what, said, break the law? Are you kidding me? What?
Oh, yeah. He said the tariff on it for bringing it over there in 8-cylinder is a lot, but he said, "This is the thing. The big club got me to the point where I can do that. Before, I couldn't do it. Working in a kitchen in a hotel, I met a lot of interesting people." And I said, "Oh, so that's how you built your business?" He said, "Right. When I first got in, I just kind of slide the customer card. You know, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. This is my business on the side. I'm here. I'm out here helping in the kitchen because I know the owner very good, da-da-da-da-da." And he sent them to, you know, like we do, send them to a website. And that's how I started, because that hotel helped me get my customer clientele while I was at work. I would slide a card. He said, "Sometime in the middle of the night, I'd go slide something under their door, as long as there wasn't no cameras in the hallway." And I said, "That was pretty slick." He said, "You always got to be thinking how to get the message out there." He said, "I got so much out within 1 month that started my business."
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's great. You know, there's a song about that car, little GTO.
Remember? Very creative.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I had a lot of respect for him because this guy was in his 20s.
Really? I thought you were talking about some old guy.
No, it's a guy who was in his 20s, about at the most 25, because just the things he was talking about, I knew his age.
Well, you knew he was ambitious if he wants to do his own bed and breakfast. Man, that's a...
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the whole point here is that we kind of have to listen to what people are saying. We have to still be able to get our message out, because now is the time when you have to build. I know that, Sarah, you've actually built a team. You've also built teams before, because you've been in traditional network marketing for some time. Mm-hmm. And all of us are feeling a little bit of resistance from people. Have you been talking with members of your team that you've already brought in? And what are they saying to you? Anything? They have any comments or anything, or are they really in building, or are they waiting?
Well, a lot of what, you know, we've said, some of them are waiting. Some of them are starting to tumble to the idea of, okay, right, you get, you know, now is the time to actually consider getting hold of a few of my friends to come on board, because they can join this club. And, you know, when it's down, of course, we can get more Big Club and or Bitcoin. And, of course, it's only going to go up. I mean, that's inevitable. And, I mean, 2019 will be the year to remember, and they're going to be glad they've got a place with us, a position with us. And I think that that's what's going to resonate people to come on. Say, listen, now's the time. Get in before this, you know, is bigger than you can wrap your mind around. You know, you've got a window of time to come on here with us, and that's why I'm reaching out to you. You know, I don't want you to miss this window.
Yeah.
And that's been helping.
Did you, were you able to get people to listen to that video that Russ did when they launched 2019 in Kuala Lumpur?
Yes.
I find that explanation of how they actually became fairly wealthy and the opportunity for everybody else exists was the best I've heard yet. about how this all occurred. And that's the kind of the message that I'm trying to get out to people. I'm also noticing that I went to a Anaheim convention, and they had all these robotic things going, and all these people were there, and I was doing some of the marketing the way I typically do it for financial stuff, and yet there was another fellow with me who was doing it similarly but different. And I noticed two things. One is that he was going around picking up cards from people, you know, and all these guys, you walk every booth. You know how big some of these conventions are. I mean, it's so massive, you're never going to see everybody that's in there. And we were concentrating in just one area, the robotics area. But he was picking up a lot of cards and asking questions about their businesses. And they, of course, always wanted to offer to send him stuff. And then he would kind of give him his business card. But his business card had Bitcoin on it. Mine didn't. Mine was a traditional financial kind of card that had some stuff on the back, but it didn't actually have a Bitcoin on it. He also was wearing a hat, which I don't wear hats, but he does. It said Bitcoin on it. He was advertising in a place where there was this huge sign that said, "These, you can't go talk to these people about other products. If you do, we're going to kick you out." And so my in-your-face kind of marketing got put on hold, whereas his subtle marketing of just, you know, putting that information out, letting them inquire, as he inquired about their stuff. Remember when I said, you ask them what they do and they're going to ask you what you do, right? Well, that's the same thing that happened there. He was asking them about their product and their company, and then they would respond to his things about Bitcoin, and then that would engender a conversation. But in no way did he start the conversation. Do you follow me? It's very subtle what he did.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my card, and I'm going to get some gold stickers, you know, that you can buy from like any company that sells the gold stickers. And I'm going to create a Bitcoin graphic on it, and I'm going to stick it on my card right out the front. And then when I hand out that card, there's going to be that 1-inch gold Bitcoin sitting right on the front of it. You know, you have to get in front of people. Also, I couldn't use my flashy badge, you know, where I have the scrolling thing.
Yeah.
Because that was an in-your-face advertisement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that showed that if I was using my flashy badge, it works great in Costco and Sam's and places like that, but it doesn't work so hot in those conventions. And I thought I was going to be real smart and run that thing. And then I had one man ask me, what was that thing on my chest? By the way, no one there had anything like that. So I got to turn it on for him and show him what it was said.
So there's just all kinds of different ways that people can get creative to share this and enlighten people about the world of Bitcoin. And that's really what it's all about, because so many haven't heard of Bitcoin. So get out there and tell them about it.
It was interesting to hear their responses when they're asking about it. One young guy had Bitcoin and was all for it. But they ran a company, a family-built-owned corporation, and he was tied into that more than he was, you know, looking out towards Bitcoin and stuff. And the more we tried to talk to him about it, he wasn't really receptive to the Bitcoin message at this point in time. He'll get there. He doesn't own the company, his dad does. So
what are some of the perks that you all like about BitClub? Miss Sarah, I'll bet you have some perks that you like. What drew you to this? Or Claire, go ahead, Terrence.
Well, the main thing I like about it is that I know if I put my money in it, which I did, I started with 500 and built my way up, and how it grows when you got a couple of people that's interested. And I didn't have that many people interested, but I think what it was I had the right people interested that I talked to maybe a couple of hundred, and four or five of them came out and did something, especially two of them. They did something. My person who bought me in put people under me, which I like that too. And then also I had a chance to create my own financial future with it. That's what I like about it. Now, I've been network marketing. I've been in network marketing for over 40 years. Okay. I started with Amway and WinUp a long time ago, and it wasn't the same thing. And I remember when you're in network marketing, the automatic order, they're trying to control your lines, And I've actually been in one company where they took one of my lines. So that I don't have to deal with anymore. The other thing is I've had more people in my family deal with this than I ever had in network marketing worldwide.
Let me suggest something, Terrence. We're not really in network marketing. We are an affiliate marketing company.
Oh, I know. I just said that's what I was in. I'm not saying this is network marketing.
Yeah.
No. That's why I like this better than that.
Oh, yeah.
And no products.
People don't
we have
throw
a
sign of the cross and tell you to get away and throw holy water on you with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And I don't want to do that. I don't like talking to people.
Right.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I just educate people. Educate people about Bitcoin, the difference between mining and Bitcoin. And luckily, me and Ms. Burns, we had a card that we give people, and they get it right away. They actually really like the card. You guys seen the card before, and that starts a whole conversation. Now, they may not move right now, but one thing, I went back to people that I talked to 2 years ago, and hey, how's everything going? With I still got your card. I really love that card. Well, I said, well, if you love it, why don't you love to do something about it? Look on the card, look at the site, and make love to that, okay? And they'll start laughing, and we'll get a good laugh off it. He said, well, you know what? I'll do it if I'm going to do anything else, because I looked at your website and all that. I got too much going now, but if I decide to get into it, I'm going to keep your card because it's a unique card. So that's what I like about the Big Club. It's more unique than anything I've ever been in. And I've made more income than I ever been in any company in this in the 3-4 years than I had made in 15 years.
Because and, it's you know, about
the... said the other day, what's an MLM stand for? Money leaving me. And with this...
I like that.
It's true. I mean, you got to get out there and try to recruit all these people that would be in there like maybe 6 weeks and that was it, you know? I mean... You don't have the auto ship like they were saying, or the quotas, or the anything. You know, this is a completely different world, affiliate marketing.
There's one and, major thing we have, Kath, that they don't have at all, and that is no attrition rate.
Right.
Right. We don't have people falling off. Every single person that's ever got in here has never lost one penny. So nobody leaves. I mean, why would you? So.
Well, the kind of thing is that once they've got their machine, the machine generates the coin. Even if they don't ever buy another machine or they don't refer anybody, that machine is here forever generating Bitcoin. The product, what you get for the value exchanged, it really doesn't cost anything in the long run. None of the other product programs out there, they're all selling some kind of a product. Somebody always comes up with a new...
Yep, all we have is machines.
Right. The machine stays.
And you can buy as many as you want. You can, you know...
Right.
You know...
Yeah. You guys, playing. Can I just add something while you're
on
that?
Yeah, Miss Tanya, we haven't heard from you at all.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm busy, you know, putting my thoughts together here, but I really love how you can build the structure the way you like. You know, I mean, if you're... You can do this, you know, you can start building on your own and you can keep moving forward regardless of whether or not you're, you know, actually talking to people at any given time. And because of the fact that we don't have like monthly fees and things like that, it's nice to, you know, you get a good feeling about it and the community as well. And I was going to add that last week because of that, you know, remember that incident with the CEO of Quadrica?
Yeah,
it was so funny because I had some friends that like reached out to me and they're just like, oh my gosh, did you survive that crash that was going on? And I'm like, there was no crash. But people, because they're so not in the know about what's going on, they're just so freaked out by the thought of cryptocurrency. Those are the ones that really have no idea what's going on. And I said, you know, my money's more safe than yours is probably, but you know, all that aside, I was going to say, you know, the understanding around it, you know, that we're mining, you know, it's an ongoing thing. And those a couple of other videos that you guys have out there that the the little bits that mean so much really help people understand. And then the 100 machine story really helps you wrap your head around how people can do this. And I'm just thrilled, like every single day when I think about helping people understand it more, I can feel my team getting better and stronger about, and more confident about what they're doing. They're sharing it with more people more openly. And they're really truly trying to help people. Like, they're excited. And this is something completely different that, you know, not that I have never experienced this in any other type of, you know, structured business like this, that's, you know, such as MLM or whatever. It's an amazing feeling. And I know it's all, you know, the future is people don't get involved now. And that's just what was Russ's video was saying too, was that, you know, they're going to kick themselves later. So, you know, jump aboard, see what it's about. You know, there's like, we have no risk here.
Right. One time $99 membership fee, and that's for life of your machine, you know, your account there. And then you can choose your pools from as little as 500 to up to 3,500. So it's very low entry fee, and you get your machine, you set it, you can forget it. It is mines for the rest of your life. And the you know, you get, I've never had a bank pay me 18% on anything, you know, and with those partial shares that you're getting, that's amazing. I mean, it really adds up very quickly.
Well, it's not a return in the investment sense. It's a fact that the machines pay, you get commissions when you refer people. They buy machines and units, and you get paid commissions for that stuff. And it just so happens that the commissions on the mining that you get, it's a small amount of money at the time, but they pay an 18% commission on the amount that's mined. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. It's not like having to depend on a bank account or an economy or a fluctuation or anything. It's a fixed number. It's just part of the deal. Nowhere can you do that. The other thing that's really interesting about what we're doing is how many people have noticed that their paychecks continually go down because the deductions from your paycheck continually go up? Somebody somewhere is always figuring out another way to take more out of your paycheck for your benefit because you know it's good for you. Right?
I think it's Uncle Sam.
Well, I would say your local people are actually getting pretty greedy now, too. They're saying, hey, Uncle Sam is getting all that. We want some of that, too. But Uncle Sam says, no.
Sam, John.
Huh?
He's like, I'm not giving any up, so you're going to just have to add to it and take more out.
Well, the thing is that with the system that we have here, you don't have to participate in any of that. I like that. You're in control of your own financial future.
Yeah.
You know, and we have something that's growing. It's going worldwide, and people can join it. You don't have to apply. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're fat, if you're short, if you use sign language, or if you talk a mile a minute. Anybody can do this. It's nothing that you have to be afraid of, and there is no downside risk. Now, what do I mean by that? I simply mean that the machines pay for themselves. It's kind of like buying a cow. You get milk from a cow, you get hide from a cow, you get calf from a cow. So, you buy the machines and the farmer takes care of the cow that you bought. And, you know, the machine is the same way. But once it's turned on, it always generates Bitcoin for you. It's what it does. And we know that Bitcoin is going to go up in tremendous value because of what, you guys? What's going to force the value up on Bitcoin? It's just one thing. The adoption rate, right?
Yeah, supply and demand.
Right. Because Bitcoin's a deflationary system, whereas the currencies are being inflated all the time because they keep printing more and more of it to do more things for our benefit. And in doing so, they just cheapen the money that we're trying to save. That's the thing that I've noticed from working in the financial field, that all the money that's been saved and all of the accounts and financial planning we've done, oh my gosh.
So where can you use Bitcoin? People always ask that.
Pretty much anything. I mean, Mr. Terrence there bought a car.
Yeah. People are buying houses, homes with Bitcoin.
Shop online.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shop online is really cool with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very
useful. My barber started taking Bitcoin for haircuts.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Smart man.
He's smart.
Yeah.
And if anybody, I was going to say, any newbies out there that are interested in seeing how Bitcoin is growing, if you ever go to bitlisten.com and watch all those little bubbles rising, those are all real-time transactions of people jumping on the blockchain. And it's pretty amazing how fast the concept is spreading and growing.
I'm glad you brought that up because we don't really talk about that very much. But you're exactly right. At bitlisten.com, every single little bubble that comes floating up through that past that window is a transaction that somebody did.
And it's worldwide. It's all these transactions going on all across the world in live time. And it's fun to watch. I mean, there's some huge amounts that are coming through there. Millions, you know, down to even a dollar. So,
I love to just listen to it. It just, it sounds like cha-ching, but with music.
And they're testing the system, too, to see how it works and make sure the transaction goes through. So people are testing the system, too. And we did talk about that. One of the Japanese guys I was talking with, he had mentioned what you just said. And he said, they're testing the system. They're sending it through, see if their money gets there. Some people were skeptical, but then they see it on BitListen. And there's other ones, too, out there. I haven't found them yet. But he said, you're going to see a lot of that because some people are going to have that on their phone. There's an app that's going to be created that you can put it on the front of your phone, even though we could do it right now. But that goes through, you know, you have to go through a couple of things. But they're going to actually sell, like, an app on, the App Store or something that has that right on there. And then you can look at it all day, and it gets you more pumped up.
Well, the main thing is all those transactions going through, every time we win a block on the blockchain, percentages of all those transactions that we win that block for are coming back to we the people. That's pretty exciting. Right. That's what gets me pumped up. It's like, do more. But Andy was explaining all those little small amounts that you're seeing right now, the dollar, the $2, those are all corporations setting up their files so that they can all switch over to the blockchain.
Hey, Kathy, I'm going to add to that. Just last week, they were doing transactions less than a dollar. And pennies and 4 cents all day long. It went on for like almost 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still going on. We were watching them just, I think it was yesterday or the day before. And there's just, you know, millions of people are joining the blockchain and getting ready to gear over to the cryptocurrency world. Bitcoin is the granddaddy of them all, so you want to have some. You want to get as accumulated as much as you can right now, like John was saying, because it's going to skyrocket. The prices are just, I mean, all these experts out there are just telling us how, you know, it could be a $1 trillion coin someday. That's pretty exciting. You know, I always kick myself for not getting involved with the Apple stocks or any of that, because you never had the money to do it, or you had the money and then the opportunity was gone.
Well, there was a lot of risk.
This is the right team, right place at the right time for all of us. That's for sure.
Getting into stocks is very risky because you really don't know what's going on. You can't see what's going on. You can't see the transactions that are occurring with these companies. You don't know what they're telling you is true or not. It's all based on their story, right? Everything that you do in the financial field is based on somebody's story. Well, our story is, hey, look, here it is. You can see the transactions that are going on. You don't see their names of the people, but you see the transactions that are actually occurring. And that's how you can prove what's going on. The club has mined over 83,000 Bitcoin right now, but they paid out to all of the members over 182,000 Bitcoin.
And we're coming up on our fifth year. You know, it's been established for a long time.
Right.
Terrence, did you, to get back to your barber, did you tell him about how he could eventually hook up with the Coinbase system? That's pretty exciting. Oh, did we lose Terrence?
No, he's there. He probably just had to take.
Well, we haven't talked about the Coin Piece system or this awesome new phone or the trading coming up.
I mean, well, I mentioned the phone. I'm being, you know, not.
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, what I liked about that CoinPay system is it's available. It can, it will be available to all businesses, and it's a 1% fee straight across the board, unlike those big fee credit cards and stuff that businesses accept. I got so ripped off taking those big name credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, and this is just 1% straight across. Those other companies, they charge a really high fee to small business owners, and then sometimes you don't even get paid. People do chargebacks and stuff. There's none of that with this. And the thing about CoinPay is, a business owner can accept Bitcoin, but he can instantly change it to whatever he wants. If he wants dollars, boom, it's right there. You don't have to wait for somebody else to pay you. It's instant. It's right there. If he wants pesos, boom, he can convert it right there instantly. It's so simple to do, and it's just amazing. So every time a business owner signs up, they're getting 0.5% back in the form of a pay to them. So think about all those transactions that business owners have all day long, every day, 0.5% back to them, 0.5%. That would help a lot on a lot of their overhead, their employees. I mean, whatever they need to do. I'm really excited about that. Did I leave anything
out
about
that? Didn't you say that you actually paid as high as 18% to the bank to do the credit cards?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand why they take so much.
Because they're greedy.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Why they're so big.
Well, the neat thing about CoinPay is that you're going to be able to make your competitors your partners.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that barber is going to be able to go around and show all the other barbers how he's taking Bitcoin. And he can also sign them up under the CoinPay system. And he gets 0.5% of all of their transactions. So now he doesn't mind referring his other clients. Maybe somebody wants a particular style of haircut that he doesn't want to do, but he knows somebody that does them all day long. He can refer the person over there, and that's his partner. He's getting paid anyway, even though the other guy's doing the haircut. See how that works?
And then he goes and he signs up his employees, and if they happen to leave, oh, well, he's still making, he's still getting Bitcoin off of them, too.
One of the biggest things that I think we never really touch on that is the way to use the club to actually provide benefits to employees through the club.
Right.
That is an area that's going to be wide open once we get this thing established a little bit more. But it's a growth area. That's what we mean. Not only are people around the planet actually using Bitcoin every day for transactions and savings, because you can save it because it's not going to be worth less in the future. See, that's the thing that's facing us right now is that people can literally protect their financial future by using Bitcoin. What do you want to do? You want to put them in the banks? They're already pulling out negative interest in savings. If you're just trying to save money, they charge you now to put your money in the bank. I mean, how is that going to help you save? They're inflating the environment. They're making your money worth less. And at the same time, they're taking the earnings out of your account. Well, how does that help us? It doesn't. It just creates an environment where it doesn't pay to save any money. Well, if you can't save any money and you have an emergency or a problem, or you want to retire someday, what are you going to do? Oh, they want you to go into these tax-deferred things where they control what you do. There's a trustee in front of them, and they can take that money from you anytime they want to take it. Is that really what people want? No. Bit Club allows you to
a
not
mailbox
only
belonging to 901553690024
Somebody must have called somebody.
Patrick tried to call in, and I was trying to add him, and he's not answering. Oh well, so much for that. Sorry about the interruption.
Hey, here's something I'm looking
radio,
at right now.
That's live radio.
Mm-hmm.
I just got text by one of my friends that is in the club. He said, you know who we're really ticking off? And he said, think about it. The everything that you know in the world is named after something like Visa. We're really ticking the Visa family off with CoinPay when it starts. And he said, let's tick them off a little bit more and get this information out to the masses.
Well, we're ticking off Western Union, too. They won't let funds go through anymore.
MoneyGram.
PayPal, yeah. All of those.
Yeah, we're actually able to control our own financial future. What a novel idea. We can control who receives it and who doesn't, you know, and we can save it if we don't want to save it. It's actually going to be worth value in the thing. So listen, you guys, the other thing that Russ talked about in a lot of these videos is this thing about timing. It takes a real effort right now to motivate people because they are listening to the news out there, right? How do you guys suggest we get around that and kind of get them motivated? Because you can never make up time. There's time now to get the people on, get them involved, get them in the networks so that when the price begins to really shoot up and this mania hits, you know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon again, they're in position to receive. If they don't join right now, they're not in a position to receive. So what do you think is the best way to motivate people to, or do you think it's just a matter of planting seeds? What do you guys think?
Well, planting seeds is one, but one of the things that I've been looking at, how to get message across when I go to these companies that teach you how to, you know, speak well and everything like that and the right vocabulary. He said, son, this older guy, 87 years old, he said, son, when you want to get a message across, use keywords that, you know, figure out what keywords that work for you, though. And he said, get that message out there with those keywords. And there's certain words in the human vocabulary that makes people pay attention. So look for those words. If you have to get a coach or something like that, or somebody that just really knows how to write, you know, that beautiful language, as we call it. But some words is so big, most people don't understand it. Make it plain and simple. So hey, that's one of the things I'm looking at right now.
There's a book out there called Words That Sell.
Yeah. Okay.
Words That Sell. Yeah. Get that book. Use some of the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what really works for me, John, it's just, you know, rather than, you know, we're planting the seeds, we're educating people, but there's a relationship that we build. Relationship is built based on trust. And once the person gets to know you a little bit and they trust you, they see you, how you talk, how you speak, how you present. People watch people, how they treat other people. So they trust. It's built on relationship. When Bitcoin will start to go up, I have a strong belief that they are going to contact us. And because we're the expert, we're giving them information and we're explaining it to them. If we could educate ourselves more and more every day and educate ourselves how to explain it as simple, as crystal clear, they are going to make that connection with us. And I mean, I'm surrounded with people right now that clearly love what I do. And I just keep adding to it. And, you know, these little $500 accounts, these babies accounts that I'm going to start getting in, they are going to gradually build in to more accounts. So every little thing that we do, we're going to get paid for.
That's true. There's no question about that.
Even if the person just gets on
and starts, they're going to be able to add to it very quickly.
Absolutely.
That's the key thing. It's just getting people to start doing something instead of sitting there waiting.
And we are like the out of the norm. Don't you agree? I mean, we're doing something that less than 1% of the population are doing. It's just like 97% of the population, they trade money for dollars, you know, you know, very small percentage, correct, multiple income streams. Now, we are a very small percentage of what we're doing. We found something that is going to continue to pay us for the rest of our lives, but people don't quite grasp that. They're too... it's a fear. To me, it's like a fear that they have. You know, if I invest $600, what if I lose it? Well, if you don't do it, you'll never know. But here, it's already proven. We already have proven it over and over and over. There's really nothing else here to prove. Bitcoin is a currency. I mean, you can, it's money.
It's all kinds of things. It's all kinds of things at one time. Different.
Yeah. Hey, John, we don't have much time here, but we got 5 minutes. Can you explain how can they join the club? And the Bitcoin Standard Book's a great book as well.
Oh, yeah. I actually forgot all about that today, Michelle. I'm just enjoying conversation here. Wasn't even thinking about that book. Bitcoin Standard by Saifedean Ammous. That's exactly how you pronounce his name, Ammous. And it's spelled A-M-M-O-U-S. A-M-M-O-U-S. And you can go buy that book. You can also go to YouTube and type in his name, Ammous. And he has a lot of videos out there. They're about an hour long. Many of them much longer, but you don't need that. He's being interviewed. Find the ones where he's being interviewed by somebody and listen to the responses and what he talks about. This guy's a world-renowned economist. Talks about the book called The Bitcoin Standard. Why does he say that? Because he says that it is the hardest money known to man, harder than gold. And he talks about why it is a store of value. You can trust it. You can trust it to buy it and hold it, and it is going to be something that's going to be very valuable in the future. What we say is, and the club is, you certainly do want to buy Bitcoin, but you also want to create it. And you get the goose that lays the golden egg, and that's what those machines are. And they continue for the rest of your life to pay you Bitcoin. Doesn't matter what the price is, but you get to participate in the new economy that's coming up. I don't understand, and I've been in the financial business a long time, but I do not understand why people would put money into any program that is going to be worth less tomorrow than it is today. Between the tax component and between the inflation component, you can't get ahead. And that's exactly what I saw. I was very disappointed after, you know, being 40-some years in the financial business. The way we got high returns was to have to do special tax planning. And, you know, that's complicated and it's confusing and it makes it hard for people to deal with their money and their savings. And it shouldn't be like that. It should be as simple as, you know, going down to the bank. Now the bank is in your hand. It's in your phone. Your bank is in your phone. You control the bank. You own the bank. Andreas Antonopoulos says that when you have a Bitcoin account, you have a Swiss bank in your pocket. Not an account, a bank. You can do anything a bank can do anywhere. And that's revolutionary. That's a hard thing for people to understand because they're used to using their card, right? Getting permission. It's kind of funny when I pay on cards and stuff like that. And they always ask you if there's anything else they can do for you. You know, one of the things I says, yeah, you can give me my permission slip. This one girl just couldn't get it. I said, what are you talking about? What do you mean a permission slip? I says, you got to give me my ticket there that gives me the permission to use the money on the account. I says, think about it. I says, haven't you ever gone to the grocery store and your credit card didn't work because they cut it off? Yeah. Everybody's had that experience. Well, maybe not everybody, but I just know a lot of people that have. It's happened to me. It's very frustrating. And you realize you got to get permission every time you want to use the funds that you have associated with a bank. I'm out of that now. I don't want that anymore. And everybody else can too. And you know what? It's very profitable for you to do that. It's the only way you're going to be able to have control over your financial future as they move to a cashless society. I noticed that banks are now actually, if you do cash business, they charge you to put cash into the bank. I don't know if it's happened to you guys. It's happened to me. I was amazed. You know, it started with like a coin. It used to be you could bring all your coin in and they have a sorter there. They can sort it and pack it. Now they make you do all that stuff. It's a really different world where they're trying to get rid of us, you know, interfacing with them. Being in control of my financial future, and that's the most important thing I can say to everybody, is that's what you got to do. And you can do that through the big club. And you go to WeBringYouMoney.com. WeBringYouMoney.com describes what the club is, and there's a forum on there. And just, you know, if you want to talk to Tanya or you want to talk to Sarah or Terrence or Jim,
I hate to say
or
it, but
Kathy.
We're out of time, guys.
Yeah,
I lost John, total track. We're going to be off the air in three seconds. So we'll see everybody next week.
Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Good talking to y'all.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Take care. Yeah, bye for now.